Mr. Deputy Chairman, we are discussing a very important bill. When we are discussing this bill, we should devote all our attention on the economic effects of this bill to this country. The original idea of an Industries Development and Regulation Act was all right to a certain extent, but I am afraid the same cannot be said of this amending bill, which is giving too much power to the government to interfere in industry. I think the economy experts know only two types of economy, either the nationalized industrial economy or a capitalist economy with big feature of administration. There is no halfway house. I find that this Industries Development and Regulation Act is entering into a very difficult field. It is almost an uncharted sea, and we are undertaking regulation which, instead of benefiting our economy, may rather ruin it. In a capitalist economy, it is the rule of the survival of the fittest. It is quality and price structure that determines the success of any business. If the management is bad, the business goes down. The shareholders keep a watch on it. On the other hand, in a nationalized industry, in a planned economy, the government thinks of the total requirements of the country as to how many industries are required to produce any particular goods and whether the industries are spread out properly in the various part of the country having regard to the raw material easily available. But in this bill, we have not following either of the two economies. We are imposing some sort of regulation on the industries as they exist at present. Therefore, I submit that this type of regulation, instead of saving our economy, will surely go against any kind of progress. We generally follow what is done in England. Though after an interval of few years, there was a similar Industries Development and Regulation Act in Britain, and therefore we must also have a similar law in our country. If we look into their experience of the working of this act, what do we find? Out of 4 development councils set up in Britain, only one was successful.